Anti-fracking Biden supporter Lady Gaga explains controversial video to Pennsylvania voters amid backlash. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 3, 2020. Amid heavy backlash, anti-fracking advocate Lady Gaga explained her controversial video to Pennsylvania voters, in which she endorsed Joe Biden, donned camouflage, crushed a beer while leaning against a pickup truck, and announced her plans to campaign for the Democrat just ahead of Election Day. "I put some country clothes on the other day and said I was voting for Joe. Because I wear Cabela's when I'm on a four-wheeler in Pennsylvania," said Lady Gaga to a crowd of voters at Joe Biden's rally on Monday in Pennsylvania. The pop star went on to affirm that she will not be told what she can and can't wear. "And I will not be told what I can and cannot wear to endorse our future president. Watch below. So this is what I have to say about that. I might not always look like you, but I am you. We are each other," concluded Lady Gaga, before performing her 2011 hit You and I, which the singer began with the lyrics, "Sit back down where you belong." Lady Gaga was referring to a controversial Biden campaign video she posted to social media on Saturday, which she was slammed and mocked for by fellow social media users, who called her disconnected and patronizing. In the video, the pop star dressed in camouflage, crushed a beer while leaning against a pickup truck, and announced her plans to visit an unnamed swing state, which later turned out to be Pennsylvania, to campaign for Joe Biden. Watch below. She's wearing camouflage next to a big truck drinking beer in a sad attempt to relate with conservatives to steer their votes blue, wrote one social media user. "This just shows how disconnected Hollywood is from conservative culture. This comes off fake and patronizing. Lady Gaga's impression of a normal person needs a lot of work. Probably because she has never been around one in her whole life," commented another. Joe Biden has been criticized for his stance on fracking, recently saying America would transition from the oil industry should he win the election. "Fracking is a major industry that provides hundreds of thousands of direct jobs in Pennsylvania." Lady Gaga was among the more than 145 musicians and filmmakers in 2012 who campaigned against fracking at an event organized by a group called Artists Against Fracking. PA Chamber President and CEO Jean Barr said in a statement to Breitbart News that calls to ban this industry are short-sighted and send the wrong message. "All facets of Pennsylvania's diverse energy portfolio have a role to play in moving our economy forward." Joe Biden closed out his campaign on Monday with a celebrity-studded event featuring Lady Gaga and John Legend. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.